Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Yesterday we heard Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns has been forced to close her Bandon constituency office permanently due to security concerns. Elected representatives say personal safety is an ongoing issue in their lives now. Allowances have been made available to politicians to increase their personal security. Our reporter Una Kelly has been looking into all of this and is with me now. Una, it seems so far, and I'm surprised at this actually, it seems so far that the uptake of those grants for personal security is low.
Yes, Cormac, the Cancord is on record as saying that the uptake to the end of November last year was actually relatively small. Now, this is the new Security Requirements Allowance for Oireachtas members. It was introduced in May last year. It's a once-off financial contribution of up to €5,000 or half of security costs that would be incurred, whichever is the lesser. Now, it can be spent on safety measures for a politician's staff, their office or their home. It would include measures like intruder alarms, panic buttons or CCTV, but they have to be recommended by Gardaí following a security review of the relevant premises. Now, it was introduced due to increasing fears for the safety of politicians, with threats being made to individuals and protests occurring outside the homes or constituency offices of some TDs. As you said earlier, we had the example this week of Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns closing her Bandon office on the recommendation of Gardaí. Now, Mary Butler, the Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People, is also someone who's experienced harassment and abuse. I asked her whether she had applied for the Security Allowance yet. She told me that she hadn't because she's waiting until all of the works are completed. So that could partially account for why there's a low uptake so far among TDs and senators. She also told me that in her constituency office, she's had to change the glass door to wooden. All doors are now closed and appointments can only be made by request, by phone and by email, with no more walk-ins. Now, we've also seen in recent times a task force established by the Cancorla called the Task Force on Safe Participation in Political Life. Now, it's due to report its recommendations, its first recommendations, in the coming weeks. Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers sits on that task force. I asked her why the Security Allowance grant uptake was low so far.
It is relatively new, so I suppose we probably have to give it a little bit of time to bed in. And sometimes people maybe don't make changes until there is an incident or something happens. So perhaps members feel that, you know, for now it's okay. But I think it was broadly welcomed. I think people felt it was a good practical offer and, you know, one response to the issue. So I think members appreciated that it has been made available. And I'm sure that over time, it's relatively new. I'm sure over time you will see more and more members taking up that offer to install safety measures in their homes or their constituency offices. It's something that we're discussing now among colleagues. You know, it's a topic of conversation. We've seen, you know, Minister Carol McNeill, who had to take somebody to court because of abuse she was getting through her phone. We've seen Deputy Cairns having to close an office. So it's just something that we're very aware of. And particularly for staff as well, if you've got your secretary in the office, you know, you want to make sure that they can get to work safely as well. So it is just one of those issues that I think has become more discussed. And obviously it's a work in progress in the Oireachtas as well, in terms of how do we deal with that? What kind of practical measures can we put in place? I'm always conscious when we're having these conversations that, you know, yes, we need to have the discussion around member safety and safety for staff. But we also want to say that it's still an amazing job to do, and we need good people coming into politics, and we still want to encourage people. And, you know, 99% of the time the job is, there's no issues. But it is just something to be aware of.
That's Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil. There's also, Una, an allowance extended to councillors to help them with security costs.
Yes, so councillors are now able to claim for their personal security costs up to a maximum value of €2,500. And that would also include things, again, like cost for intruder alarms, CCTV, panic buttons, that kind of thing. And that's in recognition of the fact that local councillors, as public representatives, face similar threats to members of the Oireachtas. Yemi Adenuga is a Fine Gael councillor in Meath. She told me about some of the concerns she has around personal safety.
Well, over the last couple of years, I've had some scary experiences with security, being a public rep. I've been threatened before. of course, the trolls online, that's a regular thing. So I'm somewhat used to that now. You hear people say all the time, it comes with a job, it comes with the territory. But when people start to come at you and threaten you and threaten your family, that's a completely different kettle of fish. I reported to the guards at the time. Nothing happened. Nothing followed that report. I was told I should step down as a counselor. We know
who
where
told
you live.
You that?
We know where your children live. These people who were threatening me. I received an email in my inbox with a threat. And it was kind of like a consistent message. I just... you know, saying you have to step down, you're not, we don't recognize you as an Irish woman and things like that. We know where your children play. We know where you live. And I have to say that for 2 weeks around the time, I was too afraid to let my children go play outside. But after a while, I said to myself, listen, I'm not going to live in fear. I was elected and I'm going to serve the people. And I suppose after that, I started to hold meetings in the public space, in a public space. I wouldn't hold a meeting alone in the office. I would go and hold a meeting in the public space just to feel a bit safer.
Yeah, I mean, there's a grant available for councillors of up to €2,500 for
yes.
security. Have you applied
yes.
for that?
I haven't personally, but I'm looking at applying for that. A few of my colleagues and I have had that conversation in recent times, and it does look like a good few people will be applying for that, because it's not getting any better. It's getting worse.
That was Yemi Adenuga there, a councillor in Meath. I was also speaking to an independent councillor for Dunleary Rathdyne, Hugh Lewis. Now, in July last year, a rock with the message "Stop supporting refugees" was thrown through the window of his family home in Ballybrack. Hugh Lewis's father was living there at the time, and he did ask his father whether he would like CCTV perhaps to be installed, but they decided against it. Hugh Lewis told me he doesn't think beefing up personal security is the answer.
You know, the person I am, to be honest with you, when someone abuses me like that, it has the opposite effect that they want. It does actually kind of inspire me to want to go out and encourage myself to change other people's minds as well. You know, it doesn't have the effect where it'll dampen my spirits at all. Anyway, I do understand the concerns of some elected refs, but certainly, if anything, it was a positive experience, because we were able to harness that threat and that violence into something progressive and positive in the end.
Mm-hmm. And so the grant that's available for councillors to go towards costs of security, is that something you've applied for or thought about applying for?
It's something I considered applying for, but I read it just because it was available. But no, it's not something I'm going to take up. And to be perfectly honest with you, today as an elected representative, I feel my safety as a risk walking around my community would have to be the day I stop working and give up my job as an elected representative. So I would never let a tiny, although very serious, orchestrated element in our society bully anyone, including myself. As far as I'm concerned, the best way we defeat these people isn't necessarily by security measures, it's by people power and organising people into campaigns that will defeat their arguments in general.
That was Hugh Lewis there, an independent councillor for Dunleary Rathdyne. And another councillor who's had threats made against him is George Lawler, a Labour councillor in Wexford. He had threats against himself and his daughters coming through on his phone and in social media. He reported it to Gardaí, who tracked down the responsible person, and a warning was issued to them. But George Lawler thinks personal security enhancement is only part of the answer.
It wasn't a pleasant experience at all, and it was something that played on my mind for quite some time. But certainly you can see it on social media, and I suppose the anonymity of many of the social media platforms that is afforded to these people, it really, I believe, is the root of a lot of the problems.
Is it putting people off getting into politics, or maybe making people think about leaving?
I would have to say most definitely. Particularly for female, prospective female candidates, and indeed public representatives, female public representatives, it absolutely is playing a role and a part.
There is a grant now available for councillors up to €2,500 to cover costs for security. Have you applied for that grant?
I haven't applied myself, but certainly it is something that I wouldn't have considered in the past. But in recent times, you see a change in the tone of people, particularly on the around the area of immigration. And I think people's tone towards public representatives is changing rapidly. So in the context of that grant, certainly it is something I will take a close look at to see if I personally believe that it would benefit me.
And that is George Lawler, Labour councillor for Wexford, finishing that report by Una Kelly.